Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here. So I guess 2020, like last year, was crazy and weird for everyone. I was 8 months pregnant this time last year when everything just sort of started shutting down. I was already a little nervous because it was my first baby, so I didn't really know what to expect, but I try not to watch the news too much. I wanted to be informed, but I didn't want my anxiety to go crazy. So until the baby was born, about mid-April, things were going good. My business was suffering a little bit, but she was a happy, healthy baby. And thankfully, my husband was able to be with me in the delivery room. We stayed for a few days because I had a C-section. My mother was able to quarantine for a few weeks so that she could come and stay with us once we came home with the baby, and that was a huge help. So we were very grateful that we didn't have any horrible experiences and that I didn't have to do that alone. Fast forward to July when the baby's a little over 3 months old, my father came to visit. So my father's name is Charlie. Everyone calls him Charlie. We call him Charlie. My brother and I have called him Charlie since we were kids. That's how we know him. And even if people thought it was weird that we never called him Dad, he was always just Charlie. He moved to Texas about 18 years ago. He got a job teaching at Texas Tech University doing landscape architecture, which was his passion. And about 9 years ago, he met a wonderful woman named Terry and eventually got married to her. So they were both very anxious to meet their new grandchild. But of course, we were all worried. We were worried because Texas was a hot spot. They're in their mid-60s, so we wanted to be extra careful, which they were, and they ended up driving from West Texas to Baltimore to spend a couple weeks here and meet our baby. So it was a really great visit. The baby was just starting to kind of laugh and giggle and smile, and my father has a real deep voice, and he would sing and talk to her, and she was just totally enamored. It was a really great visit, and we made plans to visit Texas next year, which we usually do every other year anyway. So fast forward to shortly after Thanksgiving, Charlie and Terry were diagnosed with COVID. So they were sick. They were able to recover at home for about a week. I was starting to get worried, and then Charlie ended up in the hospital with pneumonia. It was hard few weeks. I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't eating. I was just worried. I couldn't believe that this was happening, that they were so careful and this still happened. And Christmas morning came. It was the, my baby's first Christmas. My mom was there, my stepson, my husband, but I hadn't slept at all the night before. I was totally checked out. I was just so worried about my dad. And I hadn't heard any updates yet. And later that evening, I had to head out for a few things for work. And I got a text from Terry texting me and my brother saying that she needed to FaceTime us right away. And I had a feeling that something was going on. So I started to drive home because I just wanted to be home. But I had to pull over because she called as I was driving. And in a parking lot of an apartment complex, I sat there in my car while my brother and I said goodbye to my father for the last time on FaceTime. And it was awful. I've heard stories like that in the news, and I couldn't believe that I was one of those people experiencing it. But thankfully, Terry was able to be with him when he passed. He wasn't alone. So anyway, losing a parent is hard enough, but I think I'm just angry that he had to be part of those numbers that you see on the news every day, the 500,000. Every one of those numbers is somebody that mattered to another person. So I just want to end this with telling you something that I did when Charlie was sick and I was really worried. I became obsessed with that thing you do where you see the clock and all the numbers are the same, and you make a wish. And I would always wish, I hope Charlie gets better. I hope Charlie comes home. And I always just made a wish, and I became so obsessed with it so that the next day after he died, and the first time I saw the clock with all the numbers the same, I almost lost it. And I even told my husband about what I was doing because I felt so silly. But instead of getting sad about it now, whenever I see the clock that way, I don't make a wish. I just say, I love you, Charlie. I miss you, Charlie. I'm thinking about you. And if you're one of those people that's like me, like maybe you're just a little superstitious and you happen to notice the clock and you make a wish, maybe If you think about it, just think of someone you love, think of someone you haven't talked to in a while, think of someone who's suffering because of everything going on, and just reach out, say hello, think of the stories you heard today. And anyway, thank you for listening to my story, and I hope you all take care.